Belinda Audio and 27 Books present this unabridged recording of Lies, written by T.M. Logan and read by Leighton Pugh. My son's first word wasn't Daddy or Mummy, his first word was Audi, which was strange because I'd never owned an Audi and on my salary probably never would. But William had played with toy cars before he could walk and recognised the badges long before he could actually read the names. At the age of 4 and a bit, he was already something of an expert, playing his car game as we inched along in the sluggish North London traffic, spotting badges and calling them out from his car seat in the back.
Audi! Renault! Beamer!
We were almost home. The traffic lights up ahead began to change, and I pulled up third in line as they turned red. In the mirror, I could see him clutching his first school superstar certificate in both hands, as if it might blow away in the wind. A CD of kids' songs was playing low on my car stereo. I am the music man, I come from down your way. William continued calling out cars.
Ford! Another one, Ford! Mummy car!
I smiled. My wife, William's mum, drove a VW Golf. Every time he spotted one, he'd call it out. Not a Volkswagen, a mummy car.
It's a mummy car, look, Daddy.
My phone buzzed in the hands-free cradle, a Facebook notification.
What was that, Wills? Over there, look.
Across the dual carriageway on the other side of the junction, a line of cars in the far lane were filtering left onto a slip road. Rush hour traffic streaming through the junction, everyone on their way home. The low sun was in my eyes, but I caught a glimpse of a VW Golf. It did look like her car. Powder blue, 5-door, same SpongeBob SquarePants sunshade sucker to the rear passenger window.
Good spot, matey. It does look like Mummy's car.
I buzzed my window down and felt the cool city air on my face. A gap in the traffic opened up behind the Golf as it accelerated away down the slip road. It was a 5-9 reg number plate. My wife's car had a 5-9 plate. I squinted, trying to make out the letters. KK59DWD. The number plate was hers. It wasn't like her car, it was her car. There was the familiar buzz, the little glow in my chest I still got whenever she was nearby. The VW indicated left off the slip road and turned into the car park of a Premier Inn. It headed into the dark entrance of an underground car park and disappeared from sight. She'll be meeting a client, a work thing. Should probably leave her to it. She'd been working late a lot recently.